Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I have a white French blend that we are tasting tonight. It's Blanc 32. Blanc 32, and it's from the Gascogne region. It's part of the Côte de Gascogne region of where the wines and everything come from. And it's a Blanc 32 cuvée. So those who doesn't know the cuvée meaning, it's spelled C-U-V-E-E. And they use the cuvée in France for usually the blends that they have. And what this blend is, which is very, very interesting, it's about four different blends of white wine. So it makes it really, really interesting. But the dominant grape is the Sauvignon Blanc. It's about 35% of the Sauvignon Blanc. It's 25% of the Colombade. Is 25 the Ugni Blanc and 15% of the Grousse Manset. The Grousse Manset, the Ugni Blanc, and the Colombade, I have no idea what those taste like. But hey, it's a first time for everything, so it'll be a great opportunity for me to try to find these other grapes separately and find out what they taste like on their own. But it's four different ones. So pretty, pretty interesting. So this cuvée blend is one of those wines that goes really well with really light fish, seafood, kind of Asian foods, cheese, you know, really a summer wine. This is a really summer wine. So you see it is the price point that they were selling was $10.99. If you go online, it's a $12.99 buy. But I was lucky, because at the end of the summer, they was trying to put in the next year. And I got this one with 20% off. So even from the $10.99, I got 20% off there. So always try to go over at the end of the year when they really start pushing those red wines. There'll be a lot of sales on a lot of the wine stores trying to get rid of a lot of whites that's just been on their shelf that may not have sold well, but doesn't mean that they're not bad wines. But this is the Blanc 32, and I got this one and wanted to try it. So what do we got with this Blanc 32? I'll swirl it up. Look at the straw color with that, but the clarity is really cool, you know, with the French. You know you're going to get some dryness on there. So I'm going to just try to get that aroma to come up out of there. Really good looking wine right there. So let's get a sniff of that. Really nice. It's really it gives you a really good crisp kind of lemony, tart smell. So you know I'm already anticipating that lemony, that ripe type pineapple and melons like that. I'm already getting that aroma coming up out of that. I mean, I grab it and you put your nose all in there and it's just crisp and clean. It has like a really clean, crisp smell to it, and that aroma is just coming out. And it's, you know, they say refreshing. So I'll say that. I'll have to agree. It's really a refreshing kind of smell to that, too. The aroma comes out. But really, really good. So I'm still swirling it because I love to have that. Even when I take a taste, I like to just sniff it all the way up and go on up from there. So let's get a taste of that. Very good. Once again, a very good wine. This blend is amazing. If you like Sauvignon Blancs, this is really fruity. This is a really fruity wine. It's not a sweet wine. So when, remember when we're saying fruity, doesn't necessarily mean sweet, but it has that tartness in it. So it's giving you that lemon. It's giving you that really fresh, ripe pineapple. You know, before pineapple gets really, really sweet and you dig into it and it's not a lot of sweetness in it, but it's right at that point of crisp. It's really, I'm getting both of those, that lemony pineapple, almost tropical fruit flavors is just popping out of there. And it's a slight finish on there. So it's not really going away, not really dry, but the finish just lasts. So it's a little lasting on there, but it's good. It's very good. I had it with a soup because I thought I was going to do something a little flat with a cabbage soup. But this one kind of stands out. So I should have drunk this earlier in the year and it would have been perfect because you would have had a good salad. This would have go great with a fruit salad or a less seasoned fish. So I think if you put some seasoned fish with this, it'll take away those bright fruit flavors. So if you get like a whitefish with kind of limited type of seasoning or some fish with some Asian sauce, that Asian sauce that has like the sweetness and that soy that's in there, it'll probably go really, really well with that. So I think this is a really good one. The Blanc 32 is from the Gascogne region, of France. This cuvée is really, really well. So let me throw these out there again. Sauvignon Blanc, Colombard, the Ugni Blanc, and the Gros Masai. And if I'm saying that wrong, call me up and say, you need to improve on your French. But I'm okay with that. Because I'd rather take the criticism and be better. But I really enjoyed this one. This is a really light one. So once again, I'm telling you, I'm running into a lot of the good wine now. And they don't last longer than 2 days. So this one probably will be gone tomorrow as well. So hope you enjoyed it. Get a taste of that. Bougie Black Bro, UrbanWineLife.com and Urban Wine Life on all of the podcasts and YouTube, so you can get to see this and see how I swirl it and everything, and you get a chance to check it out. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next Friday. Peace.